and Harper Audio present The Other Windsor Girl, a novel of Princess Margaret, Royal Rebel by Georgie Blaylock, performed by Anne-Marie Gideon. Chapter 1. London, Fall 1949. The Honourable Vera Strathmore touched her naked ring finger, tracing a circle where her engagement ring had once been. At the front of the Weatherly Hall ballroom, the 2-carat mine-cut diamond set in Welsh gold glistened on the slender hand of the Honourable Ursula Lawrence. She stood beside David Lowell in a new evening dress of peach satin that must have taken ages worth of rations to save for. The young couple beamed while Lord Lowell gave the toast, his round stomach covered by a white waistcoat, his thinning hair revealing a strong forehead and a sharp nose so similar to Henry's, Vera's one-time fiancé. Gentlemen and ladies of both distinguished years and the younger set filled the old ballroom, the family jewels decorating the ladies' wrists and necks, sparkling in the low light of the crystal chandeliers. Footmen in rented red livery moved stealthily to refill champagne flutes or provide new ones to those who'd mislaid theirs, the young server's attire a sharp contrast to the dark evening suits of the invited gentlemen. Despite the austerity crippling everyone, Lord and Lady Lowell had cobbled together enough to make an impressive showing tonight for their son's engagement party. Vera clasped her hands together tight, struggling to drive back the anger filling her. Ursula and David had every right to bask in the flood of good wishes in the same way Vera and Henry had when they'd stood there 5 years earlier. Henry, handsome in his British Army uniform, and Vera making do with her debutante ball gown redone. Ursula clasped David's arm and fell against him with smiles and giggles, the engagement ring sparkling on her finger. It was a Lowell family heirloom dating from the reign of George I. Henry had given it to Vera, but it hadn't felt right to keep it after Henry's death. Lord Lowell raised his champagne flute in a final toast, and the guests' cheers and applause rang up to the plaster ceiling medallions. Vera didn't clap, afraid to move for fear of losing the tight hold she had on herself. It took as much self-control to remain there in grace and poise as it had taken to stand with the dignity expected of a war mourner at Henry's funeral. People had cared about her suffering back then, and had even tried to comfort her. No one gave a single thought to it tonight. "Rather dowdy affair," her mother drawled from beside her, when the cheers faded and the string quartet resumed their playing. She held a champagne flute tipped at a languid angle to her body, the wide shoulders and straight lines of her dark gray satin dress suitable for a woman of mature years. She was slender, with hazel eyes and light brown hair, the only trait she shared with Vera. She peered down her long nose at old Lady Malvern, who passed them wearing a fur stole that smelled of mothballs. "And why don't they turn up the lights? Who do they think they're fooling, keeping everything so dim?" "Maybe they want to pretend for one night that things are the way they used to be," Vera whispered, glancing around to make sure no one had overheard her mother's callous remark. After the long years of the war, and with austerity and rations still choking them, turning down the lights made it easier to believe that things hadn't changed, that title still meant money and status and position. Full power made glaringly obvious the faded carpets, the worn furniture cushions, and the chipped paint on the chair rails and moulding. "Curse Hitler and the damn death duties!" Her mother tilted the remains of the champagne into her mouth, wrinkling her nose at the questionable vintage before exchanging it with a full one from the tray of a passing footman. She didn't offer to take one for Vera, allowing the footman and his tray to fade off into the crowd. "I just heard the most surprising news from your Aunt Augusta. Lady Somerville's daughter, Matilda, is engaged, which I find incredibly difficult to believe. She's the kind of aristocratic daughter that makes one think the laws of consanguinity..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?